What does it take to hear this out of a seasoned actor?
I had this 2-second, full-on, level 11 panic attack.
How about putting him on a stage in front of a paying audience and then handing him the script for the first time? No rehearsals, no preparation, no connecting with the story or finding the character. Just, here's the script, read it cold. Then, halfway through the show, give him the suggestion that he may be asked to kill himself before the evening's over. That's what an actor signs on for when he or she agree to perform White Rabbit, Red Rabbit by Nassim Suleimanpour. The play premiered in Toronto in 2011 and has since been performed around the world. It's up in Washington, D.C. right now, which is where Richard Paul saw it.
For performers who take on the role of the actor in White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, walking on stage can be quite literally breathtaking.
Panic, anxiety, curiosity, excitement.
That's Gwydion Sullivan. He was the actor the first time I saw the show. No one ever plays the role twice.
I was petrified.
When he took the part, he agreed to the ground rules. No looking up the playwright. He couldn't read any reviews. And the first time he'd ever set eyes on the script would be on stage in front of a theater full of people when it was handed to him in a manila envelope.
I did not know what was in front of me inside that envelope. What if this script is going to require that I disrobe or insult my mother or be self-debasing or, you know, that's when my stage fright began.
The man or woman playing this role is now at the mercy of the playwright in whose voice they'll speak for the next 75 minutes.
And this poor actor is not really playing anyone. Not me, not himself. Honestly, I don't know what this actor is doing. But you see, for me, this is not so much a play as an experiment.
That's Jacoby Howard, the actor the second time I saw it.
As I began to discover that there was going to be a death, more than likely mine, I guess there was an element of fear. I was scared, but I was curious.
Yes, he did say there was going to be a death. See, when the actor's handed the script, he or she is also handed a small vial of white powder.
And now I put my vial of deadly poison next to the two glasses of water which are on stage. Yes, my dear actor, that was an instruction.
You know, had I known what was going to poison in glasses and all kinds of wild shit, I was like, wait, okay.
There is something of a story in White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, a parable set in a circus tent. There's a rabbit who won't wear a headscarf, and the other animals gang up on her. The crow summons the bears to arrest her. Think maybe Animal Farm in Tehran.
Hey, bear, 1 to 20! Come on down and take away this unchased rabbit! She's showing off her ears! People are complaining! Car! Growl a 10-4!
But along with relating this little fable, the actor spends most of the time telling other people what to do to each other. In this case, people in the audience, while the rest of us all watch and see whether they'll do it.
Did you do all I asked? What are your limits of obedience? How often will conformity control your thoughts, my rabbits?
It's not just the audience that's coerced. The actor will be told by the writer to do ridiculous things and be told to get mad about it.
You know, this crazy Iranian. I agreed to do this because it was about rabbits. Now suddenly I have to play a cheetah who does an ostrich dance. I don't think that's fair.
When he sat down to write this piece, the crazy Iranian, Nassim Suleimanpour, who I spoke to by Skype from Tehran, was looking to find a creative way to explore how we human beings manipulate each other.
We are always part of this manipulation system.
And to come to grips with the dangerous role of group thinking within that system. The play is also about our willingness to surrender our freedom to authority.
We want to sit and complain that we are not slaves. We don't want to do that. But meanwhile, we'd rather stay in the cage. That's us. We have to accept it.
I'm not free. Not enough to travel. I know it sounds silly, but I don't have a passport. It's a rule.
Group thinking and surrendering to authority are all things Nassim knows firsthand and talks about through the actor.
I've always had this dream of writing something which makes me free. I'm 29 as I write this, full of hopes and energy. But I'm not free. I have to be careful while I'm writing, walking, talking, and drinking. It's the rules of the circus.
At this point, White Rabbit, Red Rabbit shifts. Along with Scary and Crazy, and along with Laughing Out Loud, this is where the play also becomes heartbreaking and poignant, as you learn that Nassim has never seen this play performed.
You see, it tastes like freedom to know that there are these other people in one's play, and it tastes like freedom to be able to travel to other worlds through my words. What city are you in right now?
Gwydion Sullivan, the actor I saw the first time, is also a playwright. Typically, he says, with a new play, the playwright spends weeks listening to the actors rehearse, working on scenes, and often rewriting the play.
For me, the beauty of our art form is collaboration. The work for me is not complete until I have made this careful handoff of the baton to the people producing the play.
Nassim gets none of this, ever.
He had to throw the baton across international borders through the internet and never were two hands on it at the same time. That, to me, is a grave sadness.
Oh, my dear God, would you save a seat for me? An empty seat for me in the front row? Mm. You know, I would love to see my show in another language.
He's been deprived of the essence of what making theater is. And I'm sad for him.
Because the police might call you tomorrow and ask how well you know Nassim Solomon Poole. Or whether, in your opinion, he's capable of being involved in a murder.
So now back to the white powder. As Rabbit reaches its climax, we are confronted with the very real possibility that the actor may be told to drink poison. Earlier in the play, an audience member was asked to stir the powder into one of two glasses of water on stage.
Was that powder salt or sugar? Or was it rat poison? This is a theater. So it's very probably fake, right? What if the producers are d***heads and use real poison? What if we all witness a tragedy?
As far-fetched as it seems, the seed of doubt is planted effectively because it's up to the audience each night to decide if we should let him drink or not. Are we supposed to stop him? There's always an audience talk back after Rabbit. This response is typical.
I was like, I came to see a show, so that's sugar. And then I was like, wait. Because
what we do in the audience is part of the experiment, too. Will we let him die? Will we stop him? Whenever you go, it's a different result, but no matter what you choose, it's the playwright who made you do it. Gwydion Sullivan says every time the play goes up, there is a particular type of irony.
Nassim has given up the kind of control that's customary for playwrights. At the same time, because he's put all of these restrictions on how it is to be performed, he has seized certain kinds of control that playwrights normally do not have. So he is literally embodying the ideas of control and submission and manipulation that he's baked into his script.
In the end, the man with his hand on the levers of power is, like all of us, also the rabbit in the cage.
You are the audience. You have the right to stand up and leave. You are the actor of this play. You have the right to exit the stage and walk out of the theater. But I will remain among these sentences. It is the best place to live for a writer in my situation.
For Studio 360, I'm Richard Paul.
White Rabbit, Red Rabbit will be playing at several theaters in the Washington, D.C. area from now through March. You can find out more at studio360.org.